ॐ गणानाम् त्वा गणपतिम् हवामहे कविम् कवेनामुपमश्रवस्तमम् ज्येष्ठराजम् ब्रह्मणाम् ब्रह्मणस्पत आनशृण्वन्नोतिभिः सीदसादनम् ॐ श्रीमहागणपतये नमः ॐ भद्रं कर्णेभिः शृणुयामदेवाः भद्रं पश्येमाक्षभर्यजत्राः स्थिरैरङ्गैस्तुष्टुभागंसस्तनूभिः व्यशेमदेवहितैर्यदायुः स्वस्ति न इन्द्रो वृद्धश्रवाः स्वस्ति नः पूषा विश्ववेदाः स्वस्ति नस्तार्क्ष्यो अरिष्टनेमिः स्वस्ति नो बृहस्पतिर्दधातु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ नमस्ते गणपतये त्वमेव प्रत्यक्षम् तत्त्वमसि त्वमेव केवलम् कर्तासि त्वमेव केवलम् धर्तासि त्वमेव केवलम् हर्तासि त्वमेव सर्वम् खल्विदम् ब्रह्मासि त्वम् साक्षादात्मासि नित्यम् ऋतम् वच्मि सत्यम् वच्मि अवत्वम् माम् अववक्तारम् अवश्रोतारम् अवदातारम् अवधातारम् अवानोचानमवशिष्यम् अवपश्चात्तात् अवपुरस्तात् अवोत्तरात्तात् अवदक्षिणात्तात् अवचोर्ध्वात् अवाधरात् सर्वतो माम् पाहि पाहि समन्तात् सर्वतो माम् पाहि पाहि समन्तात् सर्वतो माम् पाहि पाहि समन्तात् त्वम् वाङ्मयस्त्वम् चिन्मयः त्वमानन्दमयस्त्वम् ब्रह्ममयः त्वम् सच्चिदानन्दाद्वितीयोऽसि त्वम् प्रत्यक्षम् ब्रह्मासि त्वम् ज्ञानमयो विज्ञानमयोऽसि सर्वम् जगदिदम् त्वत्तो जायते सर्वम् जगदिदम् त्वत्तस्तिष्ठति सर्वम् जगदिदम् त्वयि लयमेष्यति सर्वम् जगदिदम् त्वयि प्रत्येति त्वम् भूमिरापो नलो निलो नभः त्वम् चत्वारि वाक्पदानि त्वम् गुणत्रयातीतः त्वम् अवस्थात्रयातीतः त्वम् देहत्रयातीतः त्वम् कालत्रयातीतः त्वम् मूलाधारस्थितोऽसि नित्यम् त्वम् शक्तित्रयात्मकः त्वाम् योगिनो ध्यायन्ति नित्यम् त्वम् ब्रह्मा त्वम् विष्णुस्त्वम् रुद्रस्त्वमिन्द्रस्त्वमग्निस्त्वम् वायुस्त्वम् सूर्यस्त्वम् चन्द्रमास्त्वम् ब्रह्म भूर्भुवःस्वरो गणादिम् पूर्वमुच्चार्य वर्णादीम् तदनन्तरम् अनुस्वारः परतरः अर्धेन्दुलसितम् तारेण रुद्धम् एतत्तवमनुस्वरूपम् ககாரஃ பூர்வரூபம் அகாரோ மத்யமரூபம் அனுஸ்வாரஸ்சாந்த்யரூபம் பிந்துருத்தரரூபம் நாதஸந்தானம் சகும்ஹிதா சந்திஹி சைஷா கணேஷ வித்யா கணக ரிஷிஹி நிச்ருத்காயத்ரி சந்தா கணபதிர் தேவதா ஓம் கங்கணபதயே நமஹ ஓம் கங்கணபதயே நமஹ ஓம் கங்கணபதயே நமஹ ஓம் ஏகதந்தாய வித்மஹே வக்ரதுண்டாய தீமஹி தன்னோ தந்திஃ ப்ரசோதயாத் ஏகதந்தம் சதுர்ஹஸ்தம் பாஷமங்குஷதாரிணம் ரதம் ச வரதம் ஹஸ்தைர் பிப்ராணம் மோஷகத்வஜம் ரத்தம் லம்போதரம் ஷூர்பகர்ணகம் ரத்தவாசசம் ரத்தகந்தானுலிப்தாங்கம் ரத்தபுஷ்பைஃ சுபூஜிதம் பக்தானுகம்பினம் தேவம் ஜகத்காரணமச்சுதம் ஆவிர்பூதம் ச ஸ்ருஷ்ட்யாதௌ ப்ரக்ருதே புருஷாத்பரம் ஏவம் த்யாயதி யோ நித்யம் ச யோகி யோகினாம் வரஹ ஓம் நமோ ராதபதயே நமோ கணபதயே நம ப்ரமதபதயே நமஸ்தே ஸ்து லம்போதராய கதந்தாய விக்னநாசினே சிவசுதாய ஸ்ரீவரதமூர்த்தயே நமோ நமஹ ஓம் ஸ்ரீமன் மகாகணாதிபதயே நமஹ கணபதி அத்தர்வ சீர்ஷ உபனிஷத் வி சா லாஸ்ட் கிளாஸ் த லாஸ்ட் தி பேராகிராஃப் வேரன் வி இன்வோக் பகவான் ஆஸ் தி லார்ட் ஆஃப் ஆல் தி குரூப்ஸ் ஆஃப் பீயிங்ஸ் பர்சானிஃபைட் ஆஸ் த ஒன் எண்டோட் வித் ஃபோர் ஹேண்ட்ஸ் ஏகதந்தம் சதுர்ஹஸ்தம் சோ ஏகதந்தஹ சதுர்ஹஸ்தஹ பாஷமங்குஷதாரிணம் ரதம் ச வரதம் ஹஸ்தைர் பிப்ராணம் மோஷகத்வஜம் ரத்தம் லம்போதரம் ஷூர்பகர்ணகம் ரத்தவாசசம் ரத்தகந்தானுலிப்தாங்கம் ரத்தபுஷ்ப
அனுலிப்தங்கிப்தாங்கிப்தாங்கிப்தாங்கிப்தாங்கிப்தாங்கிப்தாங்கிப்தாங்கிப்தாங்கிப்தாங்கிப்தாங்கிப்தாங்கிப்தாங்கிப்தாங்கிப்தாங்கிப்தாங்கிப்தாங்கிப்தாங்கிப்தாங்கிப்தாங்கிப்தாங்கிப்தாங்கிப்தாங்கிப்தாங்கிப்தாங்கிப்தாங்கிப்தாங்கிப்தாங்கிப்தாங்கிப்தாங்கிப்தாங்கிப்தாங்கிப்தாங்கிப்தாங்கிப்தாங்கிப்தாங்கிப்தாங்கிப்தாங்கிப்தாங்கிப்தாங்கிப்தாங்கிப்தாங்கிப்தாங்கிப்தாங்கிப்தாங்கிப்தாங்கிப்தாங் bhakta anukampi, the bhaktanukampi.
I said kampate means trembles, shivers, and anukampate means feeling for other people. Feeling for other people is called anukampaha, being compassionate. I mean, seeing others' pain as one's own pain is what? Anukampan, anukampaha. So having that warmth for others is anukampaha. So Bhagavan's name is Anukampi, means the one who is highly compassionate towards all his devotees. Again, the question comes, who is a bhaktaha here? You have to remember, we can call a person a devotee only if a person is worshipful, prayerful. You can call a person a devotee. But a person is committed to the pursuit of knowledge,
then he is a real devotee. The person has discovered Bhagavan, he is the exalt of the devotees. Suppose the person is committed to live a life of dharma, then he is devotee. So Bhagavan is compassionate towards devotees who are committed to live a life of dharma. Even who have surrendered their will to Bhagavan in the form of order. Bhakta and Bhagavan is compassionate towards all of them. So Bhaktanukampi. Bhaktanukampinam devam. And we saw the meaning of devam also. Devaha divyati iti devaha, one who shines. Bhaktanukampi. When you come to the Vedanta class, I tell you, you must be focused only in Vedanta Shastra. Okay? Your mind is going to so many other things, and then if anybody is finding fault with the students attending the classes and complaining to them and all that, it is not right. See that you don't offend others. You listen to the teaching, understand. Whole Vedantic teaching here is to help us understand the fact that nobody in the world is responsible for our pains and pleasures. I'm particularly saying, purposely saying, because all our grudges against others are because of wrong thinking that others are responsible for what I am going through in my life. And that is very natural. But it is in an ignorance, it's okay. But when you come to Vedanta Shastram, listen to the Vedanta classes, the whole teaching is different. Shastram says, yes, you are desperately searching for happiness. And then you, not that you want to search for happiness, that's your very nature. And you just, in being yourself, there's a natural urge for everyone to be one's own real self. There is a natural urge for on the part of every individual to be one's own self, to be one's own real nature. Because one's own real nature is fullness. And where there's no sorrow, where there's no pain, there's no complaints, there's no regrets, there's no hurt, there's no guilt. That's why. And the Shastram says, you can discover your Surupam, and then you can take ownership of what you're already. And in discovering your real nature, your pains will resolve. All your samsara will resolve. The samsaraha means what? In this life of the beginningless, endless cycle of births and deaths, this life of transmigration, we are constantly going through pairs of opposites. Both pains and pleasures we go through. Again, the life comes to an end. Again, the new life begins. Again, the death happens. Again, birth comes. Again, we go through pairs of opposites. The life from beginning to end, birth to end, we go through pairs of opposites. Pains and pleasures, pains and pleasures, pains and pleasures. Desirable, undesirable situations we go through. Again, life comes to an end. Again, continues. This is a beginningless, endless cycle of births and deaths. And in which we go through constantly pairs of opposites. The proportion may vary from person to person. And here Shastram says, whatever we go through, definitely the people whom we come in contact with, we associate ourselves with, it doesn't need to be relatives, friends or associates, relatives, even your neighbors, even the dog you have in your house. If anything, you can come in contact with anybody and anything in the world only, you know, because I'm Paradha. And then they become only instrumental. If as being a Vedanta student, we keep on complaining about the world that you are like this, you are like this, this is like this, this is like this, never come to an end. And the more you complain, the more you will go mad. So better save yourself. Okay? The more we complain about the world, the more we'll be mad. So if we have to protect ourselves from getting mad worse and worse, better let us stop complaining about others. The thing is, Shastram says others are only instrumental. Even if you think other person is responsible, even then it's only instrumental. Nothing to do with our things. What we go through for which others are not at all responsible is our own karma comes. You know, and what we go through, the mental condition, what we go through, it is experience, it is a pain. I mean, I'm not saying no, pain or pleasure. What the mental, the state of mind we entertain, you know, that we want to have it. What we go through is only a thought, it's a mental thought condition. It triggered, it surfaced for such a condition to be triggered. The people whom we associate with may be instrumental. They're not responsible. And this is a fact. This is the fact Vedanta has always been teaching. That is why Vedanta is the most beautiful shastram, because it tells you nobody in the world is responsible for what you go through, what you suffer, what you experience. Others are only nimittam for you to go through what you're going through. Instrumental to trigger what is already in your mind. So, and this can, if you want to have it resolved for good, and you have to work very hard for jnanam. Jnanam is the only solution to have your emotions resolved for good. And you must be qualified for jnanam. It's not that easy. Even for small pleasure, you have to work very hard. And to have this such a great joy, you can't get it easy. You have to work hard. You must deserve it. That is why jnanam is the only solution. Why Vedanta Shastram says from day one, from the day one, teaching is begun. It is said, jnanam, jnanadeva kaivalyam, jnanadeva kaivalyam, jnanadeva kaivalyam. Jnanam is the only means. Jnanam is the only means. Why so many times it says? Because the whole problem is because of the wrong perception. And now that we want to have wrong perception, helplessly we are wrong in our perception. Therefore, we don't need to blame ourselves. We don't need to self-condemnation also not, it will not work. Swamiji never liked self-condemnation also. You don't need to feel guilty also. Just understand the fact and work to sort out the problem. So this is the helplessly our perception is wrong. And to even to know that my perception is wrong, I must have some punya. And to make efforts to correct the error in my perception, thereby to have a vision. That is why Shastram says vision is only means. So many times, that's why jnanam is so much praised. Why? Because only in jnanam our perspective will change. Because we have our own problems. See, Shastram tells you, if you find fault with anybody for any reason, you please be 100% sure your perception is wrong. Definitely wrong. And then you have to make efforts to correct your own perception, not to find fault with the world. And you blame the world, you fight against, you quarrel, you do it, and you will become mad, you will become worse. Do you want to make it worse or you want to make it better? Or you want to get rid of it? You can make your own decisions. I'm not telling you, this is what Shastram tells every one of us. Okay. Now, so Bhagawan here is personified. I sorry to have gone out of the track. I thought I should tell you this in the class. Here personification. Om Namo Vrata. We see here why how many names are given. Ekadantam Chaturhastam. See, all these words are in objective case. Irandavadhu Vetrumai. Ekadantam Chaturhastam. Pashamankushadharinam. Radanchavaradam hastair bibhranam moshakadvajam raktam lambodaram shurpakarnakam raktavasasam raktagandhanuliptangam raktapushpai supojitam bhaktanukampinam devam jagat karanam achyutam avirbhutam cha srishtyadau Prakrutee Purushatparam.
So many names.
Prakrutehe Purushat Paraha is the last name. Prakrutehe Purushat Paraha. So Ekadantaha Chaturhastaha Pasham Ankushadhari Radancha Varadam Hastair Bibhranam.
Vibranaha.
Mushakadvajaha. Mushikadvajaha. Raktaha. Lambodaraha. Shurpakarnakaha. Raktavasaha. Raktavasaha. Raktaganda anulipta angaha. Raktaganda anulipta angaha. Rakta pushpaihi supujitaha. Bhakta anukampi. Devaha. Jagatkaranaha. Achyutaha. Achyutaha. Srishtyadau avirbhotaha. Srishti Adau Avirbhutaha Prakritehe Purushati Paraha. The last name. Prakritehe Purushati Paraha. So you have seen the meaning of all the words. Do you remember where we left? We came to Prakritehe Purushati Paraha, I think.
Ekadantam chaturhastam pashamankushadharinam.
When you're chanting hereafter, you have to see, you have visualize Bhagavan. He's called what? Saguna Brahma Upasana.
Ekadantam chaturhastam pashamankushadharinam. Radancha varadam hastair vibhranam moshakadvajam raktam lambodaram shurpakarnakam raktavasasam raktagandhanuliptangam raktapushpai supujitam bhaktanukampinam devam jagatkaranamachyutam avirbhutancha srishtyadau Prakrute Purushatparam.
Now Prakrute Purushat Paraha. Last name. Now Paraha or Paramaha. Here we have the word Paraha. And Paramaha also is there. Paraha, Paramaha, masculine gender words. Param, Paramam, neutral gender word. And Para, Parama, feminine gender words. So, Paraha, Paramaha, Para, Parama, Param, Paramam. We have three genders. All the words mean what? The most exalted, the absolute, the ultimate. That beyond which nothing thing is there. The word paraha is also used to mean the next. Paraha, aparaha. The paraha is called first one, aparaha means second. Paraha, the previous one, aparaha, the next one. So in that context also the word paraha is used. Paraha, aparaha. Mean the previous one, the next one. Paraha, the first one, aparaha, next one. Paraha first, apara next. Like the we used, but actually in this context, paraha actually means the absolute, the ultimate, the most exalted, which means beyond which nothing is. There's nothing greater, bigger, superior than that. That is the. end. So paraha. That is why even the reality, the all pervasive reality is implied by the term Atma in terms of its nature of all pervasiveness. The reality is implied by the term Atma in terms of its nature of all pervasiveness. And is there anything which is greater than reality? No. Reality is the absolute. Therefore, it's called Parama Atma. And when you say reality, when you use the word Brahma to say Brahma as a neutral word, we say what? Param Brahma. Parama Atma, Paramam Brahma. Para Atma or Parama Atma, Paramaha Atma, Parama Atma, Paramatma is a compound word. Okay, Paramaha Atma, two different words. Paramaha is the adjective for Atma. So Paramaha Atma, Parama Atma, the exalted self, the most exalted self, absolute self. So Param Brahma or Paramam Brahma, excellent, absolute truth, reality. Now here Paraha, here Bhagav as Ishvara. For us, that this truth, this Param Brahma, this Paramatma, the absolute reality, ultimate truth implied by the terms Paramatma, Parambrahma, is given the status, given the title of being the Lord of the whole cosmos, is given the title of being the Lord of all groups of beings, is what? Is said to be the truth which is distinct. Here Parama means distinct. Distinct from what? Prakritihi and Purushaha. Distinct from. So from in what? Panchami Vibhakti is used. You have to see that fifth case is used. Purushat Prakritehe Paraha. Why Purushat? Because Akaranta Pullinga Shabdaha. Fifth case is what? Purushat. Prakritihi is what? Ikaranta Stilinga Shabdaha. Therefore Prakritehe. Prakritehe Paraha. Distinct from the Prakriti and distinct from Purushaha. Again, what is Purusha and Prakriti? Purushaha is the truth. Prakriti is also the truth. But truth, the reality, is neither Purushaha nor Prakriti. The reality is neither Purushaha nor Prakriti. But Purushaha is the truth and Prakriti is also the truth. And what are these two, Purusha and Prakriti? The same truth when is looked at as the intelligent and the material causes of the universe is given two different names. The same reality as the intelligent cause of the universe is given the title Purushaha. And the same reality is given the title of Prakritihi when it is understood to be the material cause of the universe. So is Bhagavan the intelligent cause of the universe? Is Bhagavan the material cause of the universe? No. Bhagavan, Ishwaraha, the Lord, the truth is not the intelligent cause, nor is it the material cause of the universe. And what is the material cause of the universe? Bhagavan. Who is the intelligent cause of the universe? Bhagavan. So the intelligent cause is the Lord, material cause is the Lord, but Lord is neither the material cause nor the intelligent cause. Why do you say it's not the cause? Because there's no creation. If there's a creation, and then you can say what? There's a creator, then you can say causes. There's neither the cause nor the effect from the standpoint of the truth. From the standpoint of the world, you can say there's a cause because of which this universe enjoys existence. So karanatvam. Karanatvam means what? The causal status. Karanam means cause. Karanatvam means the causal status. the status of being the cause is Karanatvam. So Karanatvam is attributed to the reality from the standpoint of the universe. And the universe is looked upon as the effect. But the causes that is attributed, you say what? There's a material cause and an intelligent cause. Who is the material cause? What is the material cause of the universe? There's no material cause other than the power of the reality, which is otherwise called Prakriti. Who is the intelligent cause of the universe? There's no intelligent cause other than the reality itself. This, therefore, which is given the status, what? Purushaha. But is reality material cause, the intelligent cause? No. Reality is not the cause, nor is the universe the effect. What is effect universe then? The whole universe is the reality. Whole universe is Brahma. The entire cosmos is Atma, Brahma. But Atma is not anything in the world. It's like saying the whole ocean, all the waves are nothing but water, but water is neither the wave nor the waves nor is it the ocean. So here he'll also, the reality, the abstract, subtlest reality, the only truth outside of which this universe doesn't have existence at all, and which is to be, which is the only truth of the whole cosmos, which is to be arrived at only in one's own mind as the truth of I, and which is of the nature of knowledge, therefore implied by the term jnanam, jnanam or chit chaitanyam. And the chaitanyam is neither distinct from Purushaha and Prakritihi. When you say distinct from Purushaha and Prakritihi, what it means is the reality is neither the Prakritihi nor the Purushaha. What does it mean? Reality is neither the intelligent cause nor the material cause. Reality is not the cause at all. But when do we give these two different names to here? The power of the reality, the inseparable power of the reality is looked upon as the material cause. Therefore, it is given the name Prakritihi. And the same source of the power, without which the power cannot exist at all, is given the title of the intelligent cause. Then the name given is what? Purushaha. Okay, this is how. So the power is the material cause. The source of the power is the intelligent cause. Then as intelligent cause, what are the two different Sanskrit names for that? Hope you remember the names. Nimittakaranam. Nimittakaranam means intelligent cause. And upadana karanam means what? Material cause. But one more word is there. Vivarta upadana karanam. So without undergoing any change, if something becomes the cause, it's called vivarta upadana karanam. So upadana karanam, nimitta karanam. So as upadana karanam is given the name Prakritihi. And nimitta karanam is what? No, intelligent cause is what? Nimitta karanam is Purushaha. So reality is neither Purushaha nor Prakritihi. But there is no Purusha or Prakritihi outside of other than the reality. Purushaha is the truth. Prakritihi is also the truth. But truth is neither Purusha nor Prakriti. It is distinct. Okay, therefore, Prakriti Purushatparam. And here we have to understand. Here, the Lord, Bhagavan, the Lord Ishvara, who is looked upon as the Lord of all groups of beings as Ganapati, Ganeshaha, is essentially the very truth, which is neither Prakriti nor Purusha. But Purusha is Bhagavan, Prakriti is Bhagavan. In fact, Purusha, Prakriti together is given the title what? Ishvara. That's why one, inseparable. Prakrute ev purushat param. Evam, in this manner, evam dhyayati yo nitya. I have to tell you one more thing here. When you say, you know the meaning of the word purushaha. Pure ushati iti purushaha, even in Purushottam class I explained it now. Sarvam purayati iti purushaha, I explained to you. And prakritihi means prakarshena kriyate anaya iti prakritihi. That out of which something is made, is it? It's called a prakritihi. Prakarshena kriyate anaya iti prakritihi. Material cause. You can simply give a simple example like, you know, oh, gold is the prakriti, you know, out of which ornaments are made. So this is a prakriti. And the knowledge and the skill of the goldsmith, in whose buddhi the design is, you know, because the gold cannot become an ornament by itself. The intelligent being who has that knowledge, the knowledge and skill, the intelligent cause. So these two are ever inseparable in every creation. So we look at it as Ishvara. So wherever you see any knowledge, that is what? It's a knowledge is any knowledge which is comprehensible, knowledge which is appreciated, knowledge which is recognizable, is what? Manifest knowledge. Recognizable is what? Manifest. Non-recognizable is what? Unmanifest. Accessible is manifest. Inaccessible is unmanifest. And wherever you see any jnanam expressed, we look at it as Ishvara, the Lord. Yatra yatra jnanasya darshanam tatra tatra ishvara darshanam. Yatra yastra jnanasya darshanam tatra tatra bhagavad darshanam. Wherever you see knowledge expressed, look at it as what? Bhagavan. That's why you don't see, need to search for Bhagavan in different form. And here, only one thing I want to tell you. Why do we say Upadana Karanam and Vivarta Upadana Karanam? Two different words we are using. So Upadana Karanam literally means material cause. Okay, but Upadana Karanam always has to undergo change to become an effect. Any Upadana Karanam is naturally what? Parinami Upadana Karanam. Parinami Upadana Karanam. Which means, Parinami Upadana Karanam means, material cause means it is a Parinami. Subject to, supposed to undergo change. It has to go through certain processes for it to become an effect. Even though you use the milk, and when the milk becomes yogurt, what is the material cause out of which you have made the yogurt? You say, definitely it is milk. But the milk does not remain as milk itself. Milk has undergone a change to appear, to be in the form of yogurt. Therefore, milk is the parinami upadana karanam for yogurt. So also the gold, etc., to become, for it to be converted into an ornament, it has to undergo, go through certain processes. It has to be melted. It cannot remain in the sun. No, no.
then to become an effect. So under the change is something inevitable. That is called Parinami Upadana Karanam. But Vivarta Upadana Karanam means without undergoing a change, if something becomes the cause, we call it material Vivarta Upadana Karanam. It's like saying, suppose water becomes a wave. When you say, water, when before the wave was there, when the water is H2O. But even after becoming the wave, water continues to be H2O. There's no change or anything on the part of the water. So without undergoing any change, it becomes a cause. We call it a Vivarta Upadana Karanam. And here, and so Prakritihi, when you say, Purushaha, when you say, so Avidya undergoes a change, only then there's Jnana. But avidya is not there, there is jnanam. Again, everything dissolves, there is avidya. So avidya is what? Avidya is a name given to the unmanifest power of the reality. And what is jnanam? Jnanam is a name given to the manifest power of the reality. So, jnanam and ajnanam are two different names given to the unmanifest and the manifest powers of the reality. It is manifest is called jnanam, unmanifest is ajnanam, and the source of the power is pure jnanam. No name can be given to the source of the power, but source of the power is implied by the word jnanam. Shuddham jnanam or chaitanyam in terms of its nature of knowing. When ajnanam is known. When jnanam is known. When this manifestation of knowledge, it is known. Knowledge being manifest is known. Knowledge is not, the power of reality is not manifest also. There is no manifestation also is known. So the manifestation being there is known. Unmanifest being there is also known. Therefore, that because of the presence of which the manifestation being there or manifestation being not there, unmanifest being there is known, is said to be of the nature of knowing. Therefore, in terms of its nature of knowing, the abstract, inexplicably subtlest, formless reality is implied by the term pure jnanam, pure knowledge, pure consciousness, chitta chaitanyam. And the chaitanyam is the what? The existence of the power unmanifest or manifest. Therefore, everything is the truth, time is the truth, space is the truth, all the forms, names and functions which exist in the realm of time and space are nothing but the truth. And the innumerable, countless groups and multitudes of groups of beings, all of them constitute what? Only Ishvara. That is Ganapati. Therefore, as the truth is distinct from the power, manifest or unmanifest, and as the truth distinct from
even the causal status, cause. So distinct from Purusha and Prakriti. Purusha is the truth, Prakriti is the truth, but truth is neither the Prakriti nor the Purusha. Prakrute ev purushaparam paraha evam dhyayati yo nityam. So yaha nityam evam dhyayati. Now yaha, he who, ever oruvar, he who, the one who nityam dhyayati. Nityam means always. Nityam here does not mean Nityam here does not mean timelessness, anything. Nityam here means it's an adverb. It means always. Evam, in this manner. Evam is indicable word. It means in this manner. Yaha, he who dhyayati. Dhyayati means dwells upon, thinks of, meditates on. One who pays attention to this fact, to the facts revealed as the meaning of these words. Dhyayati means meditates. Meditation does not mean simply closing your eyes and sitting here. Repeatedly seeing the meaning of these words or the subtle facts revealed through these words is what? Dhyayati. Dhyayati. Evam yaha dhyayati. Like gachati, patati, likati, dhyayati. Simple present tense verb, third person verb, present tense verb. Evam dhyayati yo nityam. Yo means yaha nityam evam dhyayati. He who meditates upon in this manner means he who pays attention to these facts revealed by these words, sees the meaning of these words. Sayogi. Such a person is a real meditator. Saha yogi. Yaha dhyayati saha yogi. Yogi here means the meditator. Who is a yogi? Who is a meditator? Yaha evam dhyayati. One who understands the concept of Ishvara. One who dwells upon the fact of what Ishvara means. Such a person is a meditator. Evam dhyayati yo, evam dhyayati yo nityam sayogi is a meditator. Yoginam varaha. He is exalted among all the meditators. Sayogi yoginam varaha is exalted among all the meditators. Sayogi yoginam varaha evam dhyayati yo nityam sayogi yoginam varaha. Yoginam varaha he is really great among all the meditators. Om Namo Vratapataye. Om Namo. So Namo means Namaha. Namaha means obeisance, salutations to whom? Bhagavan. Om Namo Vratapataye. Om Namo Vratapataye. Namo Ganapataye. Om Namo Vratapataye, Namo Ganapataye, Namo Pramathapataye, Namaste ಲಂಬೋದರಾಯೈಕದಂತಾಯ ವಿಘ್ನನಾಶಿನೇ ಶಿವಸುತಾಯ ಶ್ರೀವರದ ಮೂರ್ತಯೇ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ. ಸೊ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ನಮೋ ಗಣಪತಯೇ, ಓಂ ನಮೋ ವ್ರಾತಪತಯೇ. ಸೊ ವ್ರಾತಪತಿ ನಮೋ ಗಣಪತಯೇ ಗಣಪತಿ. ಸೊ ವ್ರಾತಪತಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಲ್ ದಿ ದೇವತಾಸ್. ವ್ರಾತಃ ವ್ರಾತಃ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ದೇವತಾ. ಸೊ ವ್ರಾತಪತಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಲ್ ದಿ ದೇವತಾಸ್, ದಿ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಲ್ ದಿ ಫಿನಾಮಿನಾ, ದಿ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಲ್ ದಿ ದೇವತಾಸ್. ನಮೋ ವ್ರಾತಪತಿ. ಸೊ ವ್ರಾತಪತಯೇ ಇಸ್ ಎ ಡೇಟಿವ್ ಕೇಸ್. ಓಂ ನಮೋ ವ್ರಾತಪತಯೇ, ನಮೋ ಗಣಪತಯೇ. ಅಗೇನ್ ಗಣಪತಿ ಯು ಆಲ್ರೆಡಿ ನೋ, ಸಲ್ಯೂಟೇಷನ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್. ಪತಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್. ಐ ಟೋಲ್ಡ್ ಯು ಹೂ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಬಿ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್, ದ ಒನ್ ಹೂ ಈಸ್ ಏಬಲ್ ಟು, ದ ಒನ್ ಹೂ ಇಸ್ ಕೇಪಬಲ್ ಆಫ್ ಪ್ರೊಟೆಕ್ಟಿಂಗ್ ಅಲೋನ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಬಿ ಗಿವನ್ ದಿ ಟೈಟಲ್ ಆಫ್ ಬೀಂಗ್ ದಿ ಲಾರ್ಡ್. ಪಾತಿ ಇತಿ ಪತಿ ಪ್ರೊಟೆಕ್ಟ್ಸ್, ದೇರ್ ಫೋರ್ ಹಿ ಇಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಪ್ರೊಟೆಕ್ಟರ್. ಪತಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಪ್ರೊಟೆಕ್ಟರ್. ಪಾತಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಪ್ರೊಟೆಕ್ಟ್ಸ್, ದ ವರ್ಬ್ ಪಾತಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಪ್ರೊಟೆಕ್ಟ್ಸ್, ಅಂಡ್ ಪತಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ದಿ ಪ್ರೊಟೆಕ್ಟರ್. ದಿ ಪ್ರೊಟೆಕ್ಟರ್ ಅಲೋನ್ ಇಸ್ ಗಿವನ್ ಟೈಟಲ್ ವಾಟ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್. One cannot have the lordship, you know. You must have the capacity to protect. In India, somehow, husband also is given the title of patihi. And wife is called patini. You know. Anyway, the protector, anyway, there's so many meanings are there. Even the meaning is even given in by our Patanjali Rishi also, the Pani also gives in grammar, the reasons. Anyway, so here, Patihi, Om Namo Vrata Pataye. So, Patihi Ikarantaha Pullingaha Patishabdaha Tasya Chaturthi Vibhaktau Eka Vachane Pataye Iti Rupam. Not Patiye, Pataye. Many people say Patiye, no, Pataye, fourth case. Ramaya ಪತಯೇ ಇಕಾರಾಂತ ಶಬ್ದ ಲೈಕ್ ಹರಯೇ. ಓಂ ನಮೋ ವ್ರಾತ ಪತಯೇ, ನಮೋ ಗಣಪತಯೇ. ಅಗೇನ್ ಸಲ್ಯೂಟೇಷನ್ಸ್ ಅನ್ ಟು ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ರೂಪ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಮಲ್ಟಿಟ್ಯೂಡ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ಸ್. ಓಂ ನಮೋ ವ್ರಾತ ಪತಯೇ, ನಮೋ ಗಣಪತಯೇ. ನಮಃ ಪ್ರಮಥಪತಯೇ, ಓಂ ನಮೋ ವ್ರಾತಪತಯೇ, ನಮೋ ಗಣಪತಯೇ. ನಮಃ ಪ್ರಮಥಪತಯೇ. ಸಿ ಪ್ರಮಥಪತಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಆಲ್ ದಿ ಅಟೆಂಡೆನ್ಸ್, ದಿ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಲ್ ದಿ ಅಟೆಂಡೆನ್ಸ್. Attendance implies the laws, L-A-W-S, not L-O-S-S, okay. The Lord of all laws. Om Namo Vrata Pataye, Namo Ganapataye, Namah Pramatha Pataye. Namaste Astu, Namaste Astu, may there be our obeisance unto thee. May there be our salutations unto thee. Namaste to Lambodaraya. Lambodaraha. And it told you Lambam, Lambam Udaram Yasya. The one whose belly is hanging. So what does it mean? The one whose belly is big, thereby hanging. Big means what? The abode of the whole universe. I explained to you already. So salutations unto the Lord who is on the big belly. Om Namo Rata Pataye, Namo Ganapataye, Namah Pramatha Pataye, Namaste Stu. Namaste plus Astu. When you're chanting together, you have to say Namaste Stu. Namaste Stu Lambodaraya Ekadantaya. Lambodaraya plus Ekadantaya. Together. Lambodarayaikadantaya. Lambodarayaikadantaya. Meaning you can break, but chanting is not supposed, you not break it actually. Namaste stu lambodarayaikadantaya. Lambodarayaikadantaya. When you break it, Lambodaraya Ekadantaya. Ekadantaya, salutations unto Bhagavan who is Ekadantaha. The one who has one tusk.
Lambodarayaikadantaya Vighna Vinashine.
Vighnam means obstacle, impediments, hindrance. Vinashi means one who destroys. Vinashi, Vinashayati. Iti vinashi. See, nashayati means destroys. Vinashayati, destroys for good. Totally destroys. Means what? Vinashayati. And vinashi is a nakaranta shabda. Vinashin shabdaha. Vinashi means the destroyer. One who destroys all the obstacles. What does it mean? Destroy means you have to be very careful. There is no such a thing called a destruction at all in anything. When it remove, anything is removed, removal of things is what said to be destruction. And the removal implies what now? Another thing. Removal only hit destruction here. So, Vighna Vinashine means one who removes the obstacles for good. The obstacles removed once will not come back again. That is why it's called destruction. Anything removed once, if it does not come back, then it is called destruction. Actually speaking, it's not that undoing something. So, Vighna Vinashine means salutations unto Bhagavan. Who removes the obstacles for good. Namaste Om Namo Rata Pataye Namo Ganapataye Namah Pramatha Pataye Namaste Stulambodaraya Ekadantaya Vighna Vinashine Shiva Sutaya. Then Shiva Sutaya, son of the Lord Shiva. Shiva Sutaya. Shiva Sutaya. Again, the doubt may come. Why do you call Shiva Sutaha? Son of Shiva means what? Here, the manifestation is non-separate from the source of manifestation. Isn't it? The manifest knowledge is given the name Ishvara. And the source of manifestation is here. You look at the source of manifestation as Shiva and the manifestation is Ganapati. Shiva Sutaya means son of Lord Shiva. You can call Ganapati himself as what? The source. So here, Nashiva Sutaya, salutations unto Bhagavan. Here, who is presented in mythology as the son of Shiva, Lord Shiva. Shiva Sutaya, Varadamurtaye Namo Namaha. Na Varadamurtihi. Varadamurtihi. So Varadaha, Varam means bone. And Dadati means gives. Varadaha Varam Dadati Iti Varadaha. The bestower of bones, the giver of bones. The salutations unto Bhagavan who grants, who bestows bones. The best salutations unto the bestower of bones. Om Namo Vratapataye Namo Ganapataye Namah Pramathapataye Namaste Stulambodaraye Kadantaya Vighnanashine Ekadantaya Vighnanashine Ekadantaha single test. Shivasutaya Varadamurtaye Namo Namaha. Salutations unto thee. Salutations unto thee. O Lord, the bestower of, to the bestower of the boons. So we finished. Om Namo Vratapataye Namo Ganapataye Namah Pramathapataye Namaste Stulambodaraye Kadantaya Vighnanashine Shivasutaya Shri Varadamurtaye Namo Namaha. All the words are in Udatta Swara. There's no udatta means what? There's not, no, we don't not low. Om Namo Vratapataye Namo Ganapataye Namah Pramathapataye Namaste Stulambodaraye Kadantaya Vighnanashine Shivasutaya Shri Varadamurta. Until then, udatta. Yay! Solita. Varadamurta. Yay! Namo. Na udatta, mo anudatta, namo namaha. Om namo vrat namo vratapataye namo ganapataye namah pramathapataye namaste. Testulambodaraye Kadantaya Vighnanashine Shivasutaya Shri Varadamurtaye Namo Namaha. So it must be very clear, the reality implied by the term Param Brahma is not Ishwaraha, the Lord. But the Lord Ishwaraha is a qualification attributed to Param Brahma from the standpoint of the universe, objective universe. Because the universe is nothing but manifestation of knowledge. The whole universe is manifestation of knowledge. Knowledge alone shines, is shining in the form of the whole world. It's exactly when the light comes, all the opaque things shine. When the light goes, all the opaque, when it switch on, power supply, the light comes, all the opaque things shine. The switch off, the light goes, light doesn't die. Light is, you know, then everything becomes what? Covered in darkness. Therefore, the entire world of opaque things is nothing but reflection of light, and the whole universe is manifestation of knowledge. There is no ajnanam at all. When is ajnanam? When the universe is unmanifest, then ajnanam. What is ajnanam? Ajnanam is also pure jnanam. There's no ajnanam. Unmanifest universe also is jnanam. Manifest universe is also jnanam. Inaccessible knowledge reality is ajnanam. Accessible knowledge is jnanam. There is no ajnanam. Ajnanam is jnanam, jnanam is jnanam. What is only jnanam. All that is here is only jnanam. So ajnanam also is jnanam only. Everything is manifestation of knowledge. Then we look at it as jnanam, we give a different name, Ishwaraha. Now where are, so am I here? I am not here. Is there universe? No. What is only jnanam, which is Bhagavan. Class is over. Any doubts?
Swamnama, when you chant, is it Vikna Nasini, Nasini or Vikna Vinasini?
Yeah, see, the two versions are there. Nashine, Vinashine. So nothing wrong if you say Vinashine. Okay? But this Om. Okay, people, you don't even put Om there. And if you take the mantra, they don't put Om many times. But because we chant it for our own prayers, now always, but nice to, for chanting purpose, we add Omkara. Center place. For example, even Om Namo, that Om is not there. Om Namo, Namo Vratapate, everyone begins. We add Om. Om Ekadantaya Vidmahe, then we add Om. Om Ganganapataye Namaha, Gam Ganapati. But still, when you chant together, you don't say Gam Ganapati. Gam Ganapataye Namaha, Om Ganganapataye Namaha. She also, she Varadamurtiya simply would say, but chanting is we add Vinashini, nothing wrong. Both are correct. Nashini, Vinashini mean the same anyway.
Swamiji, Prakritehe Purushat Param. So Param means the truth, or does it mean it is different from the Prakriti and Purusha?
No. See, Purushat Paraha. Paraha is already distinct. See, paraha literally means exalted, supreme, something exalted, something great, big, absolute. But in this context, we have told you, it means distinct. Okay. Purusha paraha means distinct from Purusha, distinct from Prakriti. Distinct means what? It is different. But at the same time, it is not distant. Is there a Purushaha? If you ask, there's no Purushaha other than the truth. What is there enjoying the status of being the Purusha? As the meaning of the word Purusha is definitely the truth. But truth is not the Purusha. Is there Prakriti? There's no Prakriti outside of the truth. Of course, Prakriti is the truth, but the truth is not the Prakriti. And I told you already, Purusha and the Prakriti are two different names attributed to the only reality as the intelligent and the material causes of the universe.
Okay, Swamiji.
This thing, it's like saying, see, stillness is not, stillness is water, but water is not stillness. So what is distinct from stillness? When you see the stillness of water, what is water? Is water the stillness? No. But water is distinct from stillness. But stillness is water. Is water the wave? No. But wave is water. Water is distinct from the wave form. Water is distinct from the stillness. Distinct. So the word paraha, some people use here, it means distinct. Which means beyond means distinct. See, the word beyond in English language, when it is used, it also means the distance. But here, there's no distance, but at the same time, it is distinct. To say the truth is neither the material cause nor is it the intelligent cause. But there is no intelligent cause other than the truth. There's no material cause other than the truth. Therefore, it is given the title of being the Bhagavan, the Lord. Ishwar. The Lordship is attributed to the truth.
Swamiji, in the Gita, when the term Purusha is used, should we read it the same way as you've described it here?
In Vedantic parlance, the word Purushaha means the truth which pervades everything, which fills everything. Which is there, which indwells everything. Which pervades everything, which indwells everything, is Purusha. And because it is the absolute thing, therefore it's a Purusha. Literally, it means man. Purushaha means man. Purushaha also means what? The person. You take it, the person. It can be a male person. It can be a female person, isn't it? A person can be male or female. Then the Purushaha can be used to mean any person, male person or female person. Purushaha means a human being in general. Purushaha also means man. Purushaha means the person. As person, it can mean any person, man or woman. So Prakriti. But literally, the word Purushaha actually means, as a truth, you will see that which pervades everything, that which fills everything is Purusha. And that which indwells every being, pervading everything is also what? Purusha. So with reference to ocean, the waves, we can say water is what? The Purusha is water. It indwells every wave. It pervades the entire ocean. So Purusha. Again, the derivative, sarvam, see, pure ushati. Ushati means resides. Pure ushati iti purushaha. Pure ushati iti purushaha. The one who indwells the nine gated city of human city of physical form is called purushaha. Pure ushati iti purushaha. Ushati, like gachati, patati, likati, ushati. I think last time I said in the chanting class. Then, sarvam purayati, purayati iti purushaha. Purayati means fills, that which fills everything. Fills means that it pervades everything. Purayati iti purushaha, pure ushati iti purushaha. But if in the literally if you see, it means man. Purusha literally means man. Purushaha stri. There, as opposite of stri, stri means woman. Purushaha means man. Stri purusha means man and woman. And in Sankhya philosophy, they use purusha and prakriti. They say a middle intelligent cause. Purusha as, now, pratama purushaha, madhyama purusha, in grammar I taught you. Pratama purushaha. Madhyama Purushaha, Uttama Purushaha. So Pratama Purushaha means the third person. Madhyama Purushaha, second person. Uttama Purushaha, first person. There the person can mean a male member or a female member. You have to understand the meaning in the context. Is it clear now?
Swaminiji, you gave a definition of prakriti also. Prakarshena, I didn't get that fully.
No, prakarshena kriyate anaya iti prakritihi. See, the word prakritihi is a feminine gender word. Strilinga shabda. Ikarantaha strilingaha prakriti shabdaha. Ikarantaha strilingaha prakriti shabdaha. So prakritihi, so is actually a feminine gender word ending in vowel e. Therefore, prakarshena kriyate anaya iti prakritihi. So that by which, out of which something is made, kriyate is made, is called prakritihi. So with reference to pot, you can say clay is prakriti. With reference to pot, a clay pot, clay is prakriti. With reference to golden pot, gold is prakriti. With reference to furniture, wood is prakriti. And with reference to our own physical body, food is prakriti. Our skin, our flesh, our bones, our marrow, our tissues, it's all what? What is prakriti? Food. So prakriti is material cause. The matter. The word prakriti is also used to mean matter. And sometimes people take this word, we use the word purusha to mean consciousness. But actually speaking, the abstract, subtlest truth, the formless reality, which you arrive at as the truth of I, cannot be indicated by any word. You know why? I told you many, that's why even the word purusha, prakriti, no word can be used. Because any word uttered is an expression of manifestation of knowledge obtaining in the form of a thought, and this truth is the source of the thought. So how can the truth, the source of the thought, be expressed, indicated, denoted by a word which is an expression of the thought? A source of thought cannot be revealed by an expression of thought. Swamiji used to say this. The grandchild can never be in the picture of the grandparents' photograph, marriage photograph. Grandchild can never be in the grandparents' photograph, marriage album. Nice, isn't it? I always like the way Swamiji puts it. Sun itself cannot be in the picture in India, okay? Even son or daughter cannot be in parents' marriage photograph. How can grandchild be there? The grandparents' marriage photograph. So when does word come? For the word to come out, there must be thought. There's no thought at all. There cannot be word at all. So people talk too much means what? Too many thoughts come uncontrollably. That is way too much of blabbering. One of the problems, expression of psychological problems. We talk too much, it's expression of some mental illness, some disturbance, mental disturbance. Whether you write, you type, you text, you email, or you talk otherwise, whatever you do, too much of writing, too much of talking, too much of speaking, too much of anything is what? It's all expressions, words are expressions of thoughts. It too disturb, then too much comes in. But it's very good. To get out of the mental illness is good. In a way, it's good to finish it out. But that's why as a medicine, it's okay, but otherwise, it's a problem. It's not good actually. You know why? Because you are like, you allow yourself to be confused more and more and more confused and enter in more thoughts and you express more thoughts. That's why any book is what? Any book written is nothing but words conveying some certain ideas, some views and visions. That is why we call Saraswati. It can be, sometimes it can be right thing, it can have facts, it can have some rubbish also sometimes. It can be useful, it can contain useful facts or it can have useless facts. It can contain some useless, some lies also. It need not be facts, isn't it? Imaginations. People can write whatever they imagine also they can write. Anyway, expression, written or spoken, word is expression of thought. So word presupposes the thought. The more you pour out, the more you are revealing, exposing your mind. Some people are very clever, smart. They don't express. So you can't know the mind. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.